Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Well, today is December the 31st. It's the end of 2023. And as we look back and as we look forward, we prepare for what God has in store for us. Today, we are going to spend time talking about preparing for 2024 and the fact that God goes before us. Our scripture reading comes out of Deuteronomy 31 and 8 and reads, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." How encouraging that is. You know, usually with New Year's, we have a natural anxiety as we begin to decide what it is that we will be doing in the future year. And the question that we have to ask ourselves are we ready for 2024? You know, in our text today, Moses is preparing the Israelites for the change that lies ahead as they prepare to enter the promised land with 2+ million people. Just imagine that. Imagine the heightened anxiety and fear of the people and of Moses. But Moses shares with them a promise they can hang their hat on. God will go before them. And we can hang our hat on that same nail. It has been said that hindsight is 20/20. As we look back over the past year with the new COVID variants, political division, wars around the world, and more, we might ask this question, is God still going before us? Take a moment and think about how God has intervened on your behalf during this past year. It's true that we have experienced many hardships this year. However, regardless of them, we are now planning for a new year. Do we know why? It's because God is still with us and he still goes before us, even in the 21st century. Whatever circumstances we might face in 2024, know that God is more than able to sustain us through it. I pray that today's word bites will increase your confidence and trust in the Lord. In our text, Moses is communicating several key changes for the Israelites. Moses announced that he will not be accompanying them into the promised land and that God has chosen a new leader to continue the Exodus journey. It will now be Joshua who must complete the work that Moses began. This announcement, I'm sure, caused great anxiety and fear. However, God wanted Joshua and the Israelites to know that they would not be expected to accomplish these new challenges by themselves. And he says that same things to us. As we face new opportunities, we know that we will not be by ourselves as we move forward. In Asian culture, there are two realities of life, opportunities and challenges, and often combined into one word, which is interpreted to mean change. God would not send warriors or angels to help them, but he would himself access their success. He himself would access their success. God would go before them, and God would be with them. To go before and with them speaks of God's omniscience. He is everywhere present in his totality and at the same time. No one but God could make such a promise. To further dispel their fears, God added his promise that he would never leave them nor forsake them. Jesus offered similar words of comfort to his disciples prior to his crucifixion in John 14:1-3. Change comes on many levels in our lives. Change may occur at a macro level that will deal with the events on a broad social, political, and economic level. Look at the effects world events have had on the price of gas, our medical discovery has on the availability of adequate health care. Change may also surface on a micro level, up close and personal. We may change our job, relocate to a new city, introduce new people into our circle of friends. We may lose loved ones. We may introduce new children, new babies into our lives. Whatever the point of entry of change or the size of the change, we as believers must remember we are never left alone to face them. God's promise to the Israelites and Joshua should be a source of strength and comfort. As believers today, we experience the enormous changes of the 21st century. God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all the promises of our God are yes and amen. Living in this fast-paced, ever-changing world, we need the triune God who will not only go before us, but will also never leave us. We can rest assured that not only does God continually go before us, but we can confidently proclaim that we are never, ever out of the presence of God. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged as we prepare for 2024. And to have that confidence and to have that assurance, it is important that we have a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So today, if you haven't done that, I offer as you enter into the new year that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's easy to do. It's a heart issue. Simply share with Him that you are sorry for the sins that you have committed and that you would like to follow Him as not only your Savior, but also as your Lord. You can follow the instructions that we've provided for you at our website, itwministries.org, on the invitation tab, and begin 2024 knowing that God goes before us. That's it for today. We will see you on next week. We will continue next week our discussion on spiritual maturity, and we will finish up that series. If you haven't heard it, then go back and listen to our podcast, and then we will look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Be blessed and Happy New Year. Bye-bye.